For KBOK and Changing Hands Bookstore, I'm Randy Kinkle, and this is Book Notes, a book club for arts lovers. You know, it's a funny thing about the arts. Almost everything that's really interesting, groundbreaking, mind-blowing, everything that makes us love art itself tends to happen not in the mainstream, but around the edges. Not where most people are working, but more toward the fringes. That's where the real magic happens. That's some scary and holy ground. That's what Canadian rock journalist and author Ray Robertson writes about in his new book, Lives of the Poets with Guitars, 13 Outsiders Who Changed Modern Music. It's the KBOK Changing Hands Book Notes selection for June 2016. The 13 outsiders Robertson includes in his collection includes the fairly well-known folks like Townes Van Zandt and Graham Parsons, alongside quirky geniuses like part-time botanist and blues harmonica player Alan Wilson from Canned Heat. What's cool about the book is that it's kind of like a manic friend of yours who's introducing you to all his favorite misfit musicians, people who changed music forever with their talents, yet somehow managed to fly just under the mainstream's radar. What's not so cool is that it can be tough slogging through some of Robertson's sentences, run-ons with thoughts interrupting and slashing through other thoughts, separated with dashes, with construction so long and unwieldy I sometimes forgot what he was talking about mid-sentence. That's never happened to me before, ever. The chapter on legendary songwriter Townes Van Zandt, for instance, contains a 76-word-long sentence. There are a lot of these. That's just the one I bothered to word count. So that got in the way for me anyway. It might not be a problem for you. I don't know. The title is a nod to Samuel Johnson's 1777 Lives of the Poets, a critical and biographical collection of essays that introduced selected works from the greatest poets of the time. Robertson does equal justice to his subjects in the book, just as Johnson does in his. And the bonus is you'll no doubt learn something new about the rock and roll poets you already know and probably be introduced to a few you've never known before. I have a personal test of whether a book like this is successful or not. And the test is, did it make me want to know more about these people, their world, their friends, their stories? Did it make me want to find other artists like them? And the answer is, yes. Yes, it did. I think you're going to enjoy this as well. Author Ray Robertson is a novelist and contributing book reviewer at Canada's largest circulation national newspaper, The Globe and Mail. He lives in Toronto, Ontario. He's written 7 novels and 3 works of nonfiction. His latest book is Lives of the Poets with Guitars, published this year by Biblioasis. It's the KBOK Changing Hands Bookstore Book Notes selection for June 2016. To find out more about the book and buy it at a 20% Book Notes discount, go to www.changinghands.com. For KBOK and Changing Hands Bookstore, I'm Randy Kinkle, and this is Book Notes, a book club for lovers of the arts.